Ladies Night in New Jersey, and it's season 7, episode 15, Namaste Away From Me, coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the after show for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Ladies Night here, I guess. Not exactly what we had. I thought it was going to be a little on a larger scale.
Yeah. Same.
Yes, but...
Oh, there we go. Dance
lights. We're going to bring the energy and bring the noise tonight with myself and the lovely panel I have seated next to me, Megan.
Hi, guys. It's Megan Stecker, and you guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
Fern Ronay here, and you can tweet me at Fern Ronay.
And shout out to Annabelle, who's a little under the weather tonight, but I'm sure she's having a ladies' night of her own.
She is. She addressed her text to us, my little kernels.
Yes. As we enjoyed some more Little Colonel this week.
Yeah. We do. That is the gift that just keeps on giving.
I thank you, Little Colonel people, because those 16 bags that came just...
I didn't realize they sent you full bags.
Oh, yes.
So generous.
Yes. I've had it at work, too, and it's great. I mean, I make a mess. Do you make a mess when you eat those?
Yes, because so half of the handful ends up on the
floor.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed. I got off my chair and just like... I'm wearing this light shirt. Just fell all over the place. I mean, like a new employee. I look like an idiot. But what else is new? Meanwhile, let's talk about tonight's show. Teresa and Joe. Teresa and Gia are together, and they're waiting for an email from Joe. Joe has been away now for a day, and Melania is taking it really hard. She says that she's going to have gray hair by the time she sees her dad again, and she's just having the worst time, apparently. Like, you know, that's how they're at least selling it to us. So, you know, everyone's dealing with it in their own way, but I guess she's the closest. She says, like, Teresa says that Melania is, like, the female version of her dad.
Mm-hmm. I think it was easy to see, especially in those specials from last year, that Melania loved being around her dad, but she loved giving him a hard time. And she loved giving Teresa a hard time before Teresa had to go away. So I think she really learned to lean on Joe when Teresa was gone. And now that Joe is gone, it's this whole reversal in her mind. And Ella, I think it's bringing up like abandonment feelings for her, possibly. Like that's what she's dealing with.
Yeah, she definitely has that rapport with Joe that like they bust each other back and forth. And she doesn't have that with Teresa. Like, I don't see it.
Yeah.
And so I think she just misses having her buddy around, kind of, even though she, like, busted his balls. I think she genuinely misses him. Mm-hmm. But I was laughing that she got on, like, so dramatic. Like, she couldn't handle the talk anymore, and she got on the quad and, like, took off. Like, where was she going to go?
I know.
No, my little sister is so like that. She would have, like, throw a tantrum, get so upset over something from 0 to 60 in no time, and, like, storm out the front door and leave in her... car when she was 16, and it would be like, okay,
she's around the corner.
See you in 20 minutes.
It was a little bit like Melania, like getting on like a motorcycle, like I'm effing out of here.
Yes,
like
exactly.
I need to drive.
Don't you see her as like the bad girl at high school smoking under the bleachers?
Yes.
I love it.
And I like her.
Gorga actually had good advice for what I mean. Everything he says, he's like a Neanderthal, but when he said, think of your father if you, God forbid, got hurt, how he would feel in there, not being able to help you. Finally, something wise coming from him.
Yeah, and he offered a solution. Like, I'll do this with you.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You know, you're not gonna like lose this from your life too. Which was a progressive moment in Joe's life. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, because I think that she responded to that really well. Mm-hmm. Which instead of being like, "Don't be upset," or "Listen to your mother," or "Stop doing that," it was someone saying, "I'll do this stuff with you. Your dad used to do," and that to her was like, "Okay, good. I'm gonna be okay. This is gonna be fine."
Well, one of my favorite parts of New Jersey this season has to be the show within the show, this Envy store, and the cast of characters that are in this little shop. So it's 6 days before the Envy fashion show, and I get such a kick out of this when they go there, because I know it's going to be like half scripted, like three quarters a mess, and like Melissa like just still trying to like promote herself. You know, like that's like her storyline, you know? So like, I get such a kick when they get to go there. But I miss that Jackie, that Patty Mayonnaise running around.
Well, she's in the Bahamas right now.
Again.
Isn't that where she is?
Yeah, she was already there once this season, too. And she decided to go the 1 week they're going to have the first ever fashion show.
It makes zero sense to me, but okay.
Yeah. So she's in the Bahamas, and, you know, it's all like... oh, no one knows what's going on. No one knows who's what they're going to wear. Or can the models walk? Melissa might have to show them how to walk. Like, no one knows what's going on. And who knows? The manager is still there doing his thing. I mean, it's very enjoyable. I enjoy the store.
What's his name again? Derek?
Derek, yeah.
My friend.
I enjoy like the store because I think it's just like a departure from the rest
Everything
of the show.
You
it's
said
such a mess.
It's exactly right. It's when you go there, it's like scripted. It's her showing off like this is her storyline. It's Everything you said is exactly right.
I did a little Instagram cruising of their Instagram account because it was like, you know what? Let me see what is really going on here at Envy. And I do think a lot of the clothes are pretty great. She's amazing selection of, I think they're all Sam Edelman brand shoes that she's carrying. Mm, and they're fabulous. Like, the styles that she has right now are fabulous. So it's not half bad. It's something about the presentation of the boutique that's not working for me. I think it's really a great upscale place.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you ladies look for in, like, a shopping experience, but it is a little plain in there.
I mean, I think for the shopper she's going for, it does look like you're in her closet, I think, the way that the store is decorated. Okay. So, in the way that the clothes are in the wardrobe boutique-looking type things against the wall, and the way that the shoes are displayed looks like you know, a wealthy woman's, like, shoe rack in a nice personally built-in closet. So I think that's true when she's like, I want it to be like you're shopping in my closet. I get it. I do see that. I think it's sad that the store is being portrayed in a comedic light on the show because, I don't know, I guess it just shouldn't be her storyline. Because they're making a comedy out of it when she's there. And then when she and Joe do that fighting about her working at home, that's also bad. So nothing looks positive about when this is her storyline. Right. Like, nothing's positive about it. But the store looks cute to me.
Yeah.
I have, like, a ridiculous amount of followers. But I know you did mention last week, pretty sure she invested in some fake followers.
It is an investment. I don't know for sure. But, I mean, it's an investment that one would make with the importance of social media. And, look, if you want to get the ball rolling, I mean, you know. There's a lot of different things you can pay for. You know, when I first started my podcast, you can promote it on Facebook. You can, like, boost it. So, like, I think I put, like $5 to boost it to get – that way, like, 1,000 people would see it per day or something like that. Just, like, premiere. It didn't do anything for the show. But, I mean, like, you know, there are little things you can do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're launching a business and there's that option, I mean, you know, who knows. But I never bought followers, though. I never have done that. I mean, it's like – who needs it? I don't know. For me, it wouldn't help me. But so that we have the fashion show to look forward to. So Dolores is unveiling her kitchen, and poor Siggy's son, like, he has any interest in going to see this woman's house.
She's like, aren't you excited to see Dolores' kitchen? Why would he care at all?
Why did why did she drag these poor children to this party?
I know. Like, talk about, like, wouldn't they rather go out shopping than get something out of it? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, anything else, just go hang around, their mom's friend's house?
Here's my thing, is I cannot watch these shows anymore. This show, and this season specifically, without saying, why are they doing that? Nothing to me is genuine. Everything is, this is my storyline this week. This scene we're filming for this purpose. Here's the bullet points, you know, if I'm the producer, I'm saying, Jacqueline, here's the bullet points you need to hit with Teresa or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's so what was Siggy's plan in dragging the kids to this party? Because so far we haven't seen the kids outside of any Siggy specific mothering, parenting storyline in the home or at the son's birthday. So now, what was the point of dragging the kids to the party? What were the producers hoping to get out of that? So I was confused.
That is a really good point. And I don't know. Maybe they were hoping that there would be some big blowout fight and then Siggy could be like, you were talking that way in front of my children. You were fighting in front of my kids.
There you go.
And then it just didn't happen.
See,
I think that's a good point.
I think it's because her husband doesn't want to participate, or she doesn't want her husband to participate. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't want to go to events alone. So she just drags the kids with her so she's not walking in by herself.
It would have been nice if we could have seen some small side over in the corner talk between Frankie and, is it Gabby is Frankie's sister?
So,
and then Siggy's two children. Like, that would have been fun. Yeah. Like, oh my God, aren't our moms crazy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like, just like, my mom's so over the top. So is mine, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The kitchen looked nice. I thought the living room, though, was all wrong.
I can't wait to hear it. Tell us.
Oh, my God. Grant was having an absolute fit over the way this place looked, but I could only half hear with my headphones on while watching the show. So I'm ready for Grant's official critique of Dolores' new interiors.
I'm very happy that she had the work done in her home. The couches are lovely. I've seen those couches at Restoration Hardware. I don't know if it's the same ones, but if they are the Restoration Hardware ones, they're like thousands of dollars. Big investment. Pretty couches. Placement is wrong. They have that great fireplace. If you go back and check it out, it had like a design to it. Mm-hmm. A big, great fireplace in the center of the room. And you put a big brown piece of furniture right in front of it, which is the couch. That blocks all energy that you could center around that fireplace in the room. Then she put children's baby pictures of adults on the mantle. Another thing I wouldn't do, which it's, I don't know, it's like, if you're going to unveil this as like this new beginning, I don't know, I think you want it to be a little bit more modern in a way. She had a very big, this is just my perspective, this means nothing to anyone listening.
No, it does, your face.
But I mean, to me, like, she had a lot of big bulky furniture in there. She had one glass cabinet, which was just full of all candle stubs. And then she had a lot of large candles around, which is okay. But the thing with candles is if you don't light them, they get covered in dust and they serve no real purpose. And they're just, it's dead energy. It's a lot of dead energy in a lot of different places. Then she had this big, this is terrible. I don't mean it in a mean way.
It's fantastic.
I'm so enthralled.
Then she had a large, big wall unit, which is like a beach wood or like a bleached wood type look, which is not really the thing anymore. More that the big oversized furniture that's like thick like that, like a big piece of wood. And that really, I mean, she just, you know, she just got settled. I get it. But there wasn't a lot on there. And there was nothing of any color. There wasn't anything like that. It was a warm tone room. But I thought it was just the placement was wrong. I thought that there was the little furniture that wasn't there was just too big and out of place for that room. That's some of the stuff that I would have removed if I was redoing that room. I'm putting in more fresh stuff, like nice lamps, playing with heights, introduce some plants. You know, there's a lot of things that you can do in that space.
So impressive.
God, we have our own Jonathan Adler over here just like designing.
I've been doing a lot of my own place. I don't know. I could be totally wrong. But
there's no right or wrong. You have great taste.
I think that there's just like in a room like that, you know, again, beautiful couches. You can work with that. I mean, I'm okay with that. Like, I need to be okay with what she buys. But you know what I mean? Like, I hear you. I hear you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, turn them the other way or, like, make them into, like, a sectional type situation because it was just literally, like, two logs dividing the whole room and that cut so much energy out. And when you're trying to entertain, I don't know, there was, like, a round chair that her grandmother sat in, which was another thing that was very dated looking to me. I don't know. I'm sure it's still coming together and hopefully, she could maybe get like a little extra help in there, you know?
In your opinion of the energy and blocking the energy, have you studied feng shui or anything? Is that?
No, not really. I just like to think it's a natural gift.
Oh my. No, I'm just kidding. You're so in tune.
No, I just, I don't know. I
Grant's
enjoy it.
Self-taught.
I enjoy it. I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I enjoy it. I like to look at, like, magazines and go into furniture stores and study placement and stuff like that. I just think it's, like, putting together a good room really is an art form. And I'm not saying I have that. But, you know, you have interior designers and decorators that are very in tune with that. And I question it myself. And I'll go and do my research. You know, like, I'll look up, like, you know, lengths of curtains and stuff. Like, is this, you know, where should this be? And, like, you know, having, like, a warm tone versus, like, right now I've been – have a very small studio apartment. So I've been playing with mirrors. They all play off of each other to move light through the apartment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so everything has a purpose. I think that if you really think about it, you can do it. I don't know. That's enough of this.
Well, I think what's disappointing about Dolores' new space to me is that basically – all the money only went to redo the kitchen, which was just paint the cabinets lighter, replace the tiles on the floor, and slap down new countertops.
Yeah.
Which is enough. It's very, very expensive.
It looks good.
It's very, very expensive to redo your kitchen. And then I think the only other thing done was painting the house. So the house went from all those warm brown and yellow and orange tones that all the other women have, and Siggy came in, and Siggy's, let's lighten it up. So Siggy has a lot of light blues in her place, a lot of cool tones, and she, I feel like, encouraged Dolores to do that. So the kitchen's cooler with grays and blues and white, and the walls were a lot of, like, pretty neutrals or light blues.
Yes.
But Dolores is stuck with all the old furniture. Mm-hmm. All that old furniture that all the other women's houses are filled with. Like very Teresa-type furniture.
Yeah.
And it looks so... It's just a stark contrast to trying to refresh the place and make it like a new traditional. So
yes,
I think that's what's sticking out to us. And we're kind of like, oh, that's a bummer that she couldn't, that she doesn't have a budget to redo the entire place.
Right. Yeah. How do you feel about oversized furniture though? Because that's a big thing here in LA. I mean, I went and looked at furniture. I was like, this is the size of my whole place. Like there's a lot of that big stuff. I don't like it. Personally.
Well, I mean, I have a small place in my apartment, or my couch is a part, quote, apartment size couch, which is a few inches smaller.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm not an oversized person.
No.
I loved her appliances. Weren't they new?
They looked it.
I don't remember.
Like, they would have to be.
A refrigerator that opens like that. Like,
two doors in the middle. Ugh.
That is like the size of my whole kitchen.
A girl can dream about a stainless steel double door fridge.
So, you know, ultimately I'm happy for her that she, you know, she seems to be, you know, like very accomplished that she got this done and she did a payment plan. She's going to turn things around with the gym. So that's good. Teresa not attending. She is waiting for an email or a call for this time.
Mm-hmm.
I love when Siggy walked into this house. Like Lisa Rinna channeling over the top. I am bugging out. Like, didn't she realize like what was going in the house? Like, did she help design it?
Yeah. Here's my thing. I remember last week you mentioned to us they kept trying to film a finale, which would be a showdown between some of the women, and Jacqueline was kind of dodging them.
Yes.
Did you feel like tonight was supposed to be one of those nights, but Teresa dodged it?
This was one of them.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
This was one of them. And I'm going to get into all that news and gossip.
Okay.
Actually.
Oh, exciting.
So there's more
okay.
where that came from. Excellent. Yeah. Stay tuned later in the show because we're going to play with the timeline a little bit and look at when this show was actually supposed to end and what ended up happening behind the scenes. Interesting stuff. So Kim D showed up carrying a posh bag.
Mm-mm.
She said that she's bragging about her Instagram. Did you catch that audio bite?
No. Yeah.
And she said that she was going to leave when Jacqueline said she was going to leave. But then when Dolores gave her toast, she was right there, coat off, like holding the glass. I watch for her. I watch her.
She didn't cause any trouble.
No.
She didn't say anything.
No. I mean, maybe she didn't want to do it in someone else's house. Maybe she has that class.
Maybe she does have a morsel of dignity.
Yeah, I don't know. So Dolores brings in the Blessed Mother statue, which I kind of liked.
That was cute.
Melissa Rives points out that troublemaker crew, which is like sick Jacqueline. Chris, like, paying his dues, man.
Yeah. Chris, I hope Chris is getting it. He is the sixth housewife this year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's doing all the work that she doesn't want to do.
He is carrying the load of that storyline.
Yep. And then the Wakilis arrive, and Joe comes over and really does try his best to greet everyone evenly, like, you know, like appropriately. And Jacqueline was really cold to him and not interested at all. What did you think of that moment?
I thought that was super shady, that whole thing. Like, if you're mad at Melissa, but you and Joe haven't exchanged any words, you polite kiss on the cheek. How you doing? I don't feel, you know, this is a good opportunity to use the whole, I'm not feeling so well, you shouldn't stand too close to me.
Yeah.
And just stay back in the middle of that little huddle where she was back up against the wall with her little bodyguards, Rosie and Kathy, on each side. But Joe really has nothing to do with that fight.
No.
So just be an adult for 5 seconds.
Do you think that she was embarrassed because of what she said in front of Joe to Melissa and all that? That's the first time they're seeing each other?
Possibly.
I mean, she should
be. Maybe she thought he was coming over to give her a piece of his mind. So
yeah, she could have been like, girding her loins. I feel like if I'm mad at someone, and even if it's, I would be equally as mad at him as Melissa, just because it's the whole thing's so awkward. We got into a huge fight. He was there. Wasn't he kind of he was kind of speaking. I can't even remember that dinner now. He was kind of speaking up a little bit, wasn't he? Or no?
Well, to Chris. He spoke to Chris
he did
about
later.
It. Oh, you mean, at the, okay, you're talking
the
about the dinner
in
Vermont.
Kind of.
Oh, God, I
don't know. I guess she just felt awkward and couldn't deal and couldn't be an adult. But if I've ever gotten into a fight with someone and then I have to see them again, I just can't even look at them. Like, I just can't fake it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to give people some credit for not being able to be like, hi,
Yeah.
Like, you can't be fake. I don't like you anymore. We're in a fight. I think your wife's a jerk. I never want to see you again. I'm not going to... Mm-hmm. I can't fake it.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, so no, it's very authentic of you, though.
She was sick. So that's the perfect opportunity to be like...
No, I get it, Fern, though. That's very authentic of you to not be a phony, basically, mm-hmm. and just be like, everything's great. Like, oh, at the Beverly Hills Housewives.
Oh, God, yes.
Coming soon to AfterBuzz TV. before we get there, let's talk about Chris and Joe Gorga's scene real quick. What do you want to say? Oh, hands are up. Megan's got her hands up.
I have such a major problem with this scene. I feel like Jacqueline has just realized Teresa's not coming, so there will be no showdown. So she's like, F this. I'm sick and I bothered to put on my makeup and production never told me she wasn't coming. Mm-hmm. And I have this shirt on to start a fight with her. She's like, I'm going to the car to lay down. Chris, you can do my dirty work and finish this scene where somebody's supposed to say something about this fight and start an argument.
I think that's a great call.
On the note, yeah. Yep. Nailed it.
Mm-hmm. And then they added in the sound effect of her tooting the horn, which is so fake. I mean, there's no way anyone would be, like, it's like right on cue. If if we go back and watch it, it's like right. all this, like, yeah, and this, like, really annoying
She's
horn.
She's sitting somewhere warm with a production assistant who got her some nice hot tea, and the production assistant's got a walkie who's... walkie-talking to someone else, like, are they done yet? Are they done yet? Are they done yet? How much longer? Like,
yep. Joe says that Jacqueline went buck wild in Vermont. I don't remember it getting that crazy. I mean, she yelled at them, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, as far as like housewives fights, especially on this show goes with Teresa throwing people around, I mean, I don't think it was that much of a showdown, but for compared to what we've been getting, you know, it was.
I mean, she went buck wild.
You think so?
Jacqueline, yes.
I don't know. I wouldn't classify it that bad.
Four nose jobs and
you're a criminal.
I think she yelled at them, but I don't know if she lost her.
Freaking out and screaming at Melissa. So Chris was specifically talking to Joe about what Melissa and her were having beef with. It's like, Jacqueline never even needed to bring Melissa into it saying, didn't I warn you about the stripper gate, blah, 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 blah. Like, I think Jacqueline did go ballistic on Melissa.
See, I don't think she lost control, though. I just think she just was an idiot.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I think she lost
I think it was
really?
Both.
Really? I don't know. I just think her true feelings came out in that. I think that's what she's been harboring. I think that this is the person she is, unfortunately. That's what I feel from what we're just watching her. Because she's obsessed for years,
You're
since
so
2011,
right. yeah.
over this. She's wanted these moments with Teresa and with Melissa. And not so much with Melissa, but she's wanted this, like, thing to happen that's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that was, like, everything coming to a head after, like, festering for so long. And I think she just let it all, like, get out there. And it was not the right way to go about it, but...
It did all boil up because she's like, were you two friends... You two are friends now. You hated each other. Bringing up 2011. Mm-hmm. Didn't I warn you? Ugh. Like,
yeah.
Remember how much you dislike each other? Remember what she did to you? She set you up?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my
I think
God,
for
this
me,
5 years ago.
Yeah. I think for me, it's like when they like, because like then Chris went on to say like, it's like she walked in there and there was someone with like a loaded gun under the table. Like all the dramatics don't seem to match what's going on screen. So I think I kind of roll my eyes when I hear like words like Buck Wilds, like a loaded gun. Because I'm like... I'm just not, it's not on that level.
Yeah.
I thought this whole thing was weird because Chris told Jacqueline while they were getting ready to go, I'm not getting involved with that S-H-I-T. And then what does he do? He jumps in this phony scene with Joe and gets involved with that S-H-I-T. Mm-hmm. So I'm just not having it with this whole thing.
And I hate how he was like, we have to get the girls together. They were really good friends. No, they weren't. Melissa and Jacqueline were never
right, really. Which is why this scene is so phony.
Yeah.
And then Joe ended it by saying, be a man, get them together.
Oh, back to being
a Neanderthal. No, he said, talk to your effing wife.
Oh, he said that too?
I wrote it down. He said, be a man, talk to your effing wife.
So classy.
Oh.
Can't. Well.
Such a gentleman.
Yeah. Great. Well, let's flash forward to Ladies' Night, which I thought they could have stepped up that too a little bit. I thought they could have had, look, sent in production with maybe some pink and purple light so they can just light up the gym wall with, you know, turn off the fluorescent lights. You know what I mean? Like, make it an event. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm just trying to think of different things that they could do.
I'm just falling apart thinking over how bad the budget is this year, because there were no frills this year. Nope. This is like Kirkland Brand.
A whiteboard.
This year is like called like Kirkland Brand Real Housewives. Like,
yep. No thrills, no frills. No frills. Nope. We're like, could just please write this on a whiteboard. Siggy brings in her own stand-up.
Her own little poster, yeah.
It's like, all right, let's go. And then, I mean, what we said, the protein shake martinis were going to be coming out. I was like, all right, what's this going to be? Teresa's teaching a yoga class. Jacqueline is sick. And Chris tells Jacqueline about the conversation he had with Joe. And they both say they're not going to the fashion show. So that's kind of what's going on over there. When Dolores leaves a voicemail for her. And Dolores tried to keep her included and in the loop, which I thought was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. You know, she didn't really owe Jacqueline a call. Be like, look, she could be like, look, I'm busy hosting this event. Like, if you're not coming, that's great. I'll talk to you about it tomorrow. So she made an effort to give her a little message.
It made more sense that they showed Jacqueline handing out flyers. Like, okay, she was a little invested in it.
Yeah.
She was doing Dolores a favor. It was nice of her to call and say, we miss you.
Yeah. So the yoga, what are voicemails? Oh, yeah, we already wrote that. So we already talked about that. So, yeah, so they did the yoga class, which was seemed like both her and Siggy's scenes were, like, really rushed. I mean, it was more like a workout than it was actually, like, a practice of yoga. Like, I feel like, you know, there's such a process that you go through. And it was odd that she had to, like, read cards to get through the class because it's not that difficult. I mean, it's very, you know, if you take a traditional vinyasa flow class, it's, you know, there's a beginning, middle, and end, you know. But
I think one of the things I really look for in a yoga instructor is having a nice soothing voice to where I get a little like a little sleepy and relaxed, especially at that, like, the last 5 minutes or 2 minutes where you get to lay down. And Teresa would the opposite for me, her voice. So I find it hilarious.
And
that
her delivery.
Yeah.
And now we'll do tree pose.
Yeah.
Tree.
And they've got the full, overhead lights, blaring.
Lights,
no fun music playing, not a candle to be seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it looked like a success for the gym owner was happy. Dolores was happy. So it looked like a success overall. So that's good. So then we flash forward to the day of the fashion show. And it doesn't appear that any, outfits are still being assigned. People don't know what shoes they're wearing. I don't understand why this wasn't done, weeks prior. But, yeah, again, the ragtag team is getting their show together. So, yeah, what else can we say about that? Melissa's there basically to prove to Joe that she can do it. And then I'm sure on the finale, he's going to be like, you did such a good job. I'm going to start, cutting you some more slack. I'm going to start, making dinner for the kids. Like, that's my prediction right here.
Yeah, good prediction. I'm Mark, your words. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. We know how it goes at this point. So Dolores says that on the way over to the fashion show that Jacqueline is now twisting her words off camera. Apparently Jacqueline has been speaking to a lot of people that Dolores made her look bad by not putting her on the promotional material for Ladies Night and by making her look like a no-show.
Well, it's a two-parter. So Jacqueline's upset that on camera Dolores called her and's like, just want to see if you're coming, which was obviously a very set-up thing. For some reason, it really pissed Jacqueline off that she did that on camera to make her look like a no-show. So now Jacqueline said to Dolores, I'm going to lie and say I was supposed to be on that flyer and make you look bad, too.
Why does that make her look bad that she was supposed to be on the flyer?
First of all, what would Jacqueline...
What's her draw?
What would Jacqueline be offering?
Right,
because
exactly.
Right. Siggy is... basically motivational speaking about relationships. And then Teresa was teaching the yoga. So what the hell would Jacqueline be offering them? Little Colonel?
Yeah. That would be tough to bill her.
If she was on the flyer and Dolores called her and said, are you coming? That would make her look like a no-show. If she was on the flyer and then was like, oh, I'm sick.
Well, when did I miss the point, though, when she said, are you still coming?
She made a call really quick. It was, I think, right before they rushed over to confront Robin for being there and say, we don't have a problem with you, but we do because of Jacqueline.
So it wasn't the voicemail?
Yeah.
Yes, that.
Oh, because the voicemail to me was just like, oh, yeah, I'm just like, you know, letting
you know.
But
this is how off the rails Jacqueline is, that Jacqueline's pissed that this went on camera to make her, so that they were able to edit it to make it look like she was a no-show, because that's what they did.
Yeah, but I thought that that phone call was just like, I'm just thinking of you, like, I'm just letting you know that, like, you know, it's off and running. Like, I didn't think that it was, like, to make her look like she was a no-show.
Yeah, she didn't say, like, where are you, right?
Yeah, I don't think she asked, like, oh, are you coming? I thought she knew it.
Well, I mean, that's how off the rails Jacqueline is. The Jacqueline's like, they're going to twist it around and make me look bad and screw you.
Siggy said she's paranoid, which is... Yes.
It's absolutely true.
And then Dolores said something strange, like, does she think that she did something to me that I know about that she doesn't know that I know about?
Right, something like,
I need to draw a
graph. But she doesn't know that I know that she knows that I know, kind of thing.
I don't know. It's not worth going that deep into because it's all a little warped.
Well, here's the thing is, like, we keep being shown silly, phony, producer, make me talk about these three bullet points. And now this is going off-camera stuff that they're talking about. So it's just getting so wild. It's like everything that's happening, we have to have a phony scene about stuff that's happening off camera, which is what's happening with all these shows. So I just feel like that's why this, all these Housewife franchises are all over the place for me. Like the entire last season of Beverly Hills was about off camera stuff. I mean, I feel like OC is a messy right now. Stuff's happening off camera, so the girls are whipping out their cell phones to have it be on camera. I mean, it's just... Yeah. It's getting so wild, and the behind-the-scenes dramatics are, I'm sure, more amazing than the most amazing scene we've ever seen on camera, because it's so bitter. It's so bitter between all of them.
Well, let's take a look. Well, actually, before we do that, so Dolores is now completely off Jacqueline, it appears. And
she told her to F herself off, or something.
So we'll see how that all glosses over for the finale. But let's take a look at some news and gossip, because some good stuff to talk about. Let's take a look.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So the Envy fashion show was open to the public, and any one of us could go. Tickets for a standing room only. These prices are so odd. $85.39. Just to stand.
$85.39.
Then for the VIP experience, that's $370.24. Where are these, like, I've never seen, like, an unrounded numbers. Like, what is this little
Is this so when the tax is added that it's exactly a round dollar amount?
I think it was from NewJersey.com that they, I don't know, but it's all very exact.
These prices are insanity. These are like going to see the Rolling Stones prices. Like, what?
Well, if you wanted that VIP experience and you're ready to shell over almost $400, you could get a front row seat and then you get a photo with the Real Housewives stars. That's part of the package. And then it's open bar, dinner, and you get a gift bag.
What's the exact location of this?
I saw it was Macaluso's, which is place, it's like a brownstone, like a really nice place where you have weddings.
Like in their neighborhood.
It looked like a nice place. It did look legit.
Yeah, in North Jersey. Yeah.
So Jacqueline apparently refused to go to this fashion show. So spoiler alert, we will not be seeing her at the fashion show at all, even though we kind of knew that she wasn't going to go, but she really isn't now. And this is really frowned upon, according to what the sources on, like, Tamra Tattles and all these other reality websites, because it's mandatory to go for these finale scenes because it's part of their contract. So Jacqueline is supposed to have a reconciliation scene with Robin and Melissa. And this was supposed to be at a party filmed before the last episode. So that must have been this gym scene, this gym party. Because that gym party was supposed to be one of the final episodes. So it was supposed to be all the ladies in one place at once, Jacqueline having a scene to address everything with Robin and Teresa. Didn't happen. And Melissa. So that's when they had to extend it again. So they went into this this finale of the fashion show, which probably would make more sense. But who knows? Conflicting reports say that that ladies' night was supposed to be the ending, but it makes more sense with the fashion show. However, Melissa and Jacqueline refused to acknowledge each other at this other party, so they couldn't use that. That was another story. All these, like, events, they had to keep extending filming to get all these ladies in the same room. So they extended film. Yeah, they kept extending filming. And now Bravo allegedly at this point, after all these events, had to step in, allegedly, the lawyers, and say, look, this is part of your contract. We need a scene to end this with all of you. Like they told, they went hard on Jacqueline because apparently a lot of production and the cast had all had it up to here with Jacqueline at this point because they were all doing their obligations to the show and she was drawing it out. So they have this party now at that Siggy is putting together, and now this is like the end, because this is like where they forced her to go. So yeah, the cast is like not happy with her.
Siggy's house?
No, it's like that going to be at Rails, right?
Oh,
didn't
is that
it,
Rails?
Didn't it look like they were? Didn't it like they were at Rails?
Why not?
It looked to me like we were rounding out the season at Rails.
Yes, it'll be very appropriate. Yeah, so, I mean, long story short, there's been a lot of extensions and Jacqueline getting in the way and, you know, it's who knows. But, yeah, I was trying to piece the whole timeline together. I was like, well, wait, when was this party when they were supposed to confront? So it was the last party before the finale. So I'm assuming that was between the housewarming party and then this gym party.
Oh, there was another one in between?
Well, no, the housewarming and then the gym opening party. And then it was probably supposed to be the finale. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's so weird because I've read so many articles at this point. Mm-hmm. And it's like some of them, it's funny because it was all before the show started. And some of them are spot on with what they predicted throughout the season. And then others are like, oh, Robin's a full-time housewife and Robin's going to do this and that. And she never was. So, you know, you take it all with a grain of salt. But I do believe that, in my own opinion, that Jacqueline was definitely a problem in the end.
Yeah.
To try to get this thing done.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. I mean, she went after, she only had two allies and then she went after one of them. Like,
yes. So, I don't know. If you know if there's a three-part reunion, please let us know because we'd like to prepare. Please let me know.
Oh,
I need to know. I don't know if there's going to be three.
Well,
we really
thank
don't need
you,
it.
Jesus. Next week is the finale.
Yeah. So, that'll do it. Any news? Anything you want to discuss?
You know, if you did like Jacqueline's t-shirt tonight, that's actually. Ashley did a collaboration with a company called From Phoenix with Love. So you can head to her Instagram to find the link, or you can go to From Phoenix with Love Instagram to order the t-shirt, Namaste Away From Me.
All right. There you go. So popular, it's the name of this episode. So, yeah, all right. Well, I think that covers it with our predictions or anything like that we wanted to say.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I don't know. I think fashion show will be messy, but they'll edit it to look messy. And then, like, there was this great finale and everything kind of went fine in the end. And Joe, yeah, like you said, Joe's going to kiss her butt in the end. Oh, I'm going to help out more. You really impressed me.
Yeah.
These women, you guys can't really run the world. Huh? I guess we're going to have a woman president now. Okay, so I think
God
that's
forbid.
That. And then I'm really not sure how we're going to end the season because it looks like Jacqueline goes running away from the final confrontation. Hightails it out of there. And Siggy and Dolores run after her. And I don't know how we're ending the season other than.
I think that's how it's going to end. It's disjointed. Once again,
I'm
I don't
fine
think anything's going to go anywhere.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I know the article I read is how they wanted to have all the ladies end on, like, good terms. For whatever reason, they wanted them all to be, like, at a common place.
That's what they do in New York.
Right. Yeah. That doesn't happen anywhere else.
Yeah, and so that was another effort that went south. But why do we have to manipulate things? And have it? Why do they have to be kumbaya? Like, who the hell cares? I really don't care. I don't even care if they didn't even have Jacqueline show up to the last thing. By her not showing up, that speaks volumes in
it's
of itself.
Authentic.
Right,
right.
Yeah. I mean, she blew off that one reunion that one time. It's like, obviously, Jacqueline loves to pull a no-show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The one thing I am looking forward to is Bitch Better, because it used to be Danielle versus Teresa, and now how times have changed.
Yes.
Jacqueline versus Teresa, and nobody is safe in Jersey. No alliances are safe.
Nope.
They might talk about friendship and family and whatever, but things change over time, including the fact that Teresa and Danielle were having a yoga class together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And,
I read an article on Bravo, I think it was the Daily Dish today, and it was why Teresa reached out to Jacqueline, why Teresa reached out to Danielle, like what prompted that. And that was because, I guess, Anne, did you read this article? Andy asked a question at the reunion to Teresa if she keeps up with Danielle. And then immediately after that, that sparked her to send Danielle a DM. And then they exchanged the phone numbers and said, let's get together. So they went to Jamba Juice after yoga and they talked for a little bit, but apparently it was only for a short time because Teresa had to be somewhere. But Teresa did give her the time of day.
Wow. See, I don't buy any of this. I think Teresa's making a play to get Danielle back on the show because she thinks it'll be good for the show. Maybe they can get rid of Jacqueline off the cast.
Well, it's all about Jacqueline.
If they have a pot stirrer like Danielle, maybe we can skip re-signing Jacqueline again for another season. I'm just really wondering, or if Teresa wants to band together with Danielle to bring the crazy. I'm not sure what it is, but to me, it's a complete move. It's a complete ploy. It's a game. She's a chess piece to Teresa. And I really wonder why she would want to align herself with her, because the fact that she had the nerve to say on an interview on E! News, I have never had a problem with Danielle. I'm sorry. Have you seen season one, season two, and both reunions?
Both, like, I know, the reunions alone.
Why would you lie to our faces, Teresa? Like, we do not have as short of a memory as you do, apparently. Like, we're not stupid. We're not buying it. No. So whatever you want to tell us as far as, like, we had our problems in the past and we've made up, that's fine. But don't say you never had a problem with her.
Yeah, it's an insult to all the people that, like, the 3 million people that watched live that episode that are no longer there. I got news for them. They're not there anymore, those people. They stopped in 2011 when the show stopped.
I, for one, am excited. No matter what is going on with this gimmick, I want to see Danielle back.
Oh, yeah. Well, she said she'd definitely do it. And for more of what we think, you can listen to Fern and myself talk on Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk, because we look at the photo, we analyze the expressions, and more. So you can check that episode out on all major podcasting platforms. Where can we find you, ladies?
This is Fern. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Rone. And my novel, Better in the Morning, which I describe as Sex and the City meets Ghost, is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
And you guys should tune into Grant's Rants podcast, because I listened to the episode and it was fab and talked about all my fun favorite things. But you guys can keep up with me, Megan Stecker, on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. It's all under the same name. It's Megan Stecker, MeganStecher.
And give me a follow if you want it, Grants_Rants. We'll be back with the finale of The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.